Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Peace Cross in Maryland can continue to stand, but they also missed a big opportunity. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we begin by talking about the good side of what happened at the U.S. Supreme Court. In a 7-2 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Blandensburg Peace Cross, a 40-foot cross honoring those who died during World War I, having been in place for 93 years, will continue to remain in place. They ultimately came down, Matt, on the right side of the issue, and it was a 7-2 decision, which is good news. Amazing that they actually got seven people to side with this issue. But on the other hand, it could have been, and I wish it would have been, a 5-4 decision. And what I mean by that is a 5-4 decision that addressed the issue of overruling bad precedent called the Lemon Test. I think they had the five votes to do it, but for whatever reason, Justice Alito and the others that were in the majority decided to write an opinion to get as many of the justices on board as possible and to save, apparently, for another day, their hard question of overruling this so-called Lemon Test. Here, they said, well, the Lemon Test will not apply. It's not going to apply to cases involving ceremonial or memorial kinds of symbols that contain religious imagery. Well, that's fine. It doesn't apply. But the fact is, it's still out there. So it's a good decision on the one hand, and it's already having some ripple effect that's positive. But on the other hand, the court could have gone to the point of overruling this bad so-called Lemon Test.
And Matt, for those listening right now, what is exactly the Lemon Test?
The Lemon Test is a Supreme Court decision. It's called the Lemon Test because the name of the opinion is Lemon versus Kurtzman. And they ended up coming up with a three-part test with regards to religious symbols. And that test has been modified over time. And Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who's no longer on the bench, modified it into what they call the endorsement test. And it's basically the idea of whether or not the symbol endorses religion. And it's subjective in terms of how it's applied. So when you look at how it is applied with regards to memorial crosses, seals of cities that have a cross or a Bible in them, the Pledge of Allegiance, nativity scenes are a prime example. Nativity scene under this so-called Lemon Test is constitutional if the government, like the city, is displaying its own nativity scene on the public property, like at the city hall. It's constitutional only if the religious symbols also include secular symbols of the holiday, Santa Claus, the reindeer, Christmas tree. But there's no concrete information as to how close they have to be, how many they have to be. There's no concrete information as to what actually is the tipping point, and it ends up becoming a subjective call by the lower judges, the federal district court judges, and then eventually the appellate court judges. And of course, the Supreme Court has jumped in sometimes, and they've come down on one side and come down on the other side. Let me just give you another example. I argued a case in 2005, and it involved the Ten Commandments. Two cases reached the Supreme Court on the exact same day they were argued, back to back. The decisions were handed down back to back. In one case, there was a granite memorial, 6 foot tall, 2,000 plus pounds, that starts off with referencing God at the very top, and then it lists the Ten Commandments. It's in Texas, and it had been there for 40 years. A challenge was brought to that. The other case was a case out of Kentucky. And it was a display on American law and government that included the Ten Commandments, but it also included the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Magna Carta, and many other things. And it had an explanation. And the explanation was that, in fact, the Ten Commandments played a significant role in the development of American law and government, and these are all significant documents in American law and government. Well, it started off with a standalone Ten Commandments, then it got challenged, and the government changed that particular display to include some other secular symbols, but only the excerpted religious words of those secular documents, not the whole document. And then we got involved, and the display ended up the way I just described, with the full documents there on display. So we go to the U.S. Supreme Court. The monument, standalone monument in Texas, was upheld without using the Lemon Test, just on the basis that it had stood for many years. So we'll just let it continue to stand for many more years. On the Kentucky case, they said, well, the actual display itself, and subsequent courts have ruled, is constitutional. It's fine the way it is. However, when you go back to the original construction of it, when it started off with only the Ten Commandments, they used the Lemon Test there. And they said they were motivated by a religious purpose. Their motivation was a religious purpose. So it doesn't matter whether you're 50 years down the road or not, they're still motivated when they originally did this by a religious purpose, even though they changed the display to be what is now constitutional.
Unbelievable.
So that is how they sometimes use the Lemon Test, sometimes they don't. And fact of the matter is, Holly, it doesn't really matter whether or not you're motivated by a good purpose or a bad purpose. Oftentimes, what really matters is whether or not the display is constitutional. And
right.
So here, it was a 5-4 decision using the Lemon Test, even though that subsequent display, exactly how it is, has been upheld multiple times, and we've defended that display multiple times in other cases where it comes up all at once, yeah, as opposed to being changed over time.
Well, you know, I mean, this Peace Cross case is a positive, it's going to have a positive effect. For example, you know, SCOTUS recently sent a case back regarding a 70-year-old cross in Pensacola, Florida that's been standing. And two of the judges from the lower court said, you know, we think the outcome was wrong previously in our decision, but our hands were tied because of the so-called Lemon Test.
Right, yeah. And so what they ultimately did, the Supreme Court,
they sent it back to the
lower
court. Yeah.
It's a 78-year-old cross. It's a memorial as well, mm-hmm, like the Peace Cross. And so they sent it back, and essentially they said, for these kinds of memorials, you don't use the Lemon Test.
Right, doesn't apply.
But what do you use? What do you use? They didn't come up with what you actually use. So the real question is this. Let's go ahead and make a memorial to people who died in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And let's erect it today. And let's make it identical to the Peace Cross that has been standing there for 93 years, or the one in Pensacola, Florida, that's been there for 78 years. Let's make it identical to it. We'll use similar words, but we're going to acknowledge some people who died in recent wars. Is that constitutional? And they didn't answer that question.
Yeah, it's vague, and unfortunately, that's created so much confusion. And as you mentioned, Matt, the Supreme Court only takes a tiny percentage of these cases for review. And so this just kind of kicks the can down the road and leaves all of these questions open and gives an incentive for activist judges at the lower court to do really whatever they want to do.
That's why I think they should have been more aggressive and go with a 5-4 decision to strike down the Lemon Test once and for all across the board, because it's fine that you don't use it for the Peace Cross. I'm happy for the decision. Don't get me wrong. It's a great decision in that respect. But what happens now when you have a nativity scene? This coming December, you have nativity scenes. Do you use the Lemon Test or do you not? Well, we know you don't use it because they said you don't use it for crosses and memorials and commemorative things. But what about the nativity scene? That's an open question. Sometimes it's being used. In fact, most of the time, it still is used for those cases.
Well, what about this? So in the Peace Cross, the justices adopted a strong presumption of constitutionality for longstanding monuments.
Longstanding. But see, that's the question. Longstanding. What is longstanding? 93 years in this case? 50 years, 40 years, 20 years, a year? We don't know. The Supreme Court needs to do its job and get back to the Constitution. It's a great decision. Don't get me wrong. The result's fine. But they should have gone to the heart of the issue, and they didn't. And it's going to have to be saved for another day. I was disappointed in that aspect of the case, but certainly applaud the result. But we need more than just results, friends. We need to get back to the Constitution. Applying it is not a difficult situation. Making up these man-made convoluted rules has muddied the constitutional issues that we deal with. But we're going to continue to fight, and we'll get another case back to the Supreme Court where this issue will ultimately have to be addressed front and center. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.